Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Jake Carter here. Your daily dose of masculine power. Ever feel like you're constantly running on empty, juggling a million things, saying, yes, when you really mean, no? We've all been there. It's the modern man's dilemma. Trying to be everything to everyone, and ending up with nothing left for ourselves. But guess what? I'm here to tell you that it doesn't have to be this way. Today we're diving into something super important. Creating healthy boundaries in both your personal and professional life. Because let me tell you, setting those limits isn't about being selfish, it's about becoming the best version of yourself, and having the energy to truly show up for what matters most. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. Boundaries? Isn't that a little intense? But trust me, this isn't about building walls or shutting people out. It's about drawing a clear line in the sand, defining what you're comfortable with, and communicating it effectively. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let just anyone walk into your house uninvited, would you? Same principle applies to your time, energy, and emotional well-being. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you master the art of setting boundaries like a pro. First, know your worth. This is foundational. You deserve respect, you deserve to be heard, and you deserve to have your needs met. Remember that saying, no, sometimes isn't about being rude, it's about honoring yourself and your priorities. Second, identify your non-negotiables. What are those things that are absolutely crucial to your well-being? Maybe it's having dedicated time for family, pursuing your passions, or simply getting enough sleep. Once you know what's non-negotiable, protect those things fiercely. Don't let anyone guilt you into giving them up. Third, communicate clearly and assertively. This is where a lot of people stumble. It's easy to beat around the bush or apologize for setting boundaries, but trust me, it just makes things more complicated. Be direct, be polite but firm, and use I statements to express your needs. For example, instead of saying, "Can you please not call me after 9 p.m.?" try, "I need some quiet time in the evenings to unwind, so I'd appreciate it if we could avoid calls after 9 p.m. Fourth, practice makes perfect. Setting boundaries is a skill that takes time and practice. Don't get discouraged if you struggle at first. Just keep practicing, and remember that each time you set a boundary, you're empowering yourself and creating a more fulfilling life. And finally, don't be afraid to walk away. This one's tough, but sometimes the healthiest boundary is simply removing yourself from a situation that's no longer serving you. Whether it's a toxic relationship, a demanding job, or a group of friends who constantly drain your energy, remember that you have the right to choose what you allow into your life. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at work, and your boss calls with a last-minute request. It's outside your usual scope, it's going to eat into your evening, and frankly, it feels overwhelming. But here's the thing. You've learned to set boundaries. So instead of saying, yes, out of obligation, you take a moment to assess the situation. You politely explain that you already have a full plate and offer alternative solutions. Your boss might push back, but remember, you've already established your limit. That's what it means to create healthy boundaries. Knowing your worth, communicating clearly, and prioritizing your well-being. It's not selfish, it's self-care. And trust me, the more you practice, the easier it gets. So, take this episode as a call to action. Start identifying those areas in your life where you need to set firmer boundaries. What are you holding on to that's draining your energy? What commitments can you politely decline? Remember, saying, no, sometimes is the bravest thing you can do for yourself. And before you go, I want to hear from you. Share this episode with a friend who could use some boundary-setting inspiration. Leave a comment below telling me about one boundary you're going to set this week. Let's build a community of empowered men who know their worth and aren't afraid to stand up for themselves. Until tomorrow, keep crushing it.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.